obviously in this league, when you're playing defense, you can play 60 great plays and play three bad ones, and it can affect the game. So, you know, we had to get some things cleaned up, but we saw some good things on film.
Why do you think that, you know, ultimately the results maybe aren't matching what you're seeing on film?
I'm not sure, man. Sometimes you just can't see it, you know, from afar, but we feel that we are close. So at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Hopefully we can obviously get some wins.
Trent, I know there's a lot of pride in that room. Is there also the right amount of anger right now that you guys got to get this thing fixed?
I'm not going to just say anger. You know, you got to be more composed than anything to get things fixed. You know, it's always a process. So guys have the right attitude. Guys coming to work to be better, and, you know, hopefully we be better.
Tremont, after the game, you said a couple things about the defense being a little too predictable yesterday. Do you still believe that, and you think that players' voices will be heard more and changing things up?
I think everyone is open, you know, coaches, players. There's no egos, you know, so we're able to go to coaches and give them input, and, you know, obviously they're able to come to us and give us input on some things that they see. So we're definitely going to be communicating a little bit more just to make some minor adjustments. And like I said, hopefully, you know, it get us to where we want to go.
It seemed like Rivers knew when the blitz was coming. Is that kind of what you
think? He's a pretty smart guy. It was a lot of times that he knew what we was doing out there. And it was a couple of times he told us what we was doing. So, you know, he's a real smart quarterback, but there's only a few of those guys in the league like that. So, you know, and that's the type of guys that you're going to play if you're in the playoffs or anything like that. So we definitely got to be better.
This is going to be an adjustment, a little bit of an adjustment for you. I mean, you came from an organization that won everything.
Whether we won or we lost, we expected to win. Yeah. That was the difference. You know, we expected to win. And the thing that I got, the vibe that I got from the sideline, we expected to win that game. And week one, I didn't think we felt that way. So we're making progress. Like I said, it's taking a little bit more time than the people want to see, but, you know, I think we're making progress.
There's been a lot of talk about eliminating the big play. But when you look at it, it's not just one or two big plays a game. It's like between five and eight big plays a game. So how do you eliminate that many?
Communication. You know, it's going to be different things. You may have communication errors. You just may have a bust. You have to get those things cleaned up. So it's a lot of different things that play parts in the big plays. And when you watch it, it seems simple, but, you know, at the point in time, you just never know how the game going. Obviously, San Diego came out and they want the quick tempo, so they kept going, and teams not used to that, and they kept doing it. You know, it wasn't like it was one series, then they back to their regular offense. They kept doing it pretty much half of the game, and we didn't expect that, but I thought we adjusted well to it.
Tremont, is there a leadership void on the defensive side of the football?
No doubt about it. I think we got a few guys, you know, with leadership roles and do a good job of it. You know, I don't think that's a question of why we're playing like we are. You know, it's going to be the solution, though, I think.
Tremont, how much faith do you have in Mike, Jim O'Neill and his ability to help turn this thing around?
I got great faith in Jim. You know, like I said, he's one of the guys who's open to anything. I can go up to Jim and talk to him about anything, and vice versa. We do the same. So, like I said, we're in this together. There's no finger pointing. You know, at the end of the day, as long as we stick together, we'll pull it together.
Truman, you tried to make a play on the last play of the game, and it didn't go your way. Could that be a situation with the defense as a whole that sometimes guys are maybe trying to do a little bit too much, and that may be leading to some of these big plays?
At some point, and sometimes it could be, but it haven't been that. You know, it's just been miscommunication and bust here and there. That's what it's been. So guys are playing hard, you know, between the whistles. That's no question at all. But, you know, obviously we got to get those things cleaned up.